Welcome to the May 2019 session of the International Low Vision Support Group. This month's presentation is an encore of one of the first sessions we offered back in 2006. It was intended initially for people with progressive retinal diseases leading to central vision loss, but I hope that everyone, no matter what their visual condition, will benefit from listening.
"80% of our sensory information is obtained through sight. No wonder it's so traumatic when we lose the ability to see well. Normal daily activities like reading the morning paper, pouring coffee, writing checks, watching television, and even getting dressed can become seemingly impossible activities. As our vision declines, we have basically two options. We can either allow ourselves to become handicapped, or we can find ways to deal with the inevitable problems and live quality lives. That is what this presentation is about, learning to live well with central vision loss. This presentation will touch upon five important areas related to visual impairment: how to recognize signs of depression and what to do about it, how to adapt the home and work environment, how to find important resource information, where to find support from others, where to learn about latest research. Most people experience an emotional reaction when they are first told that they have an incurable retinal disease. Many react in disbelief or shock or anger. Others may experience sadness or a sense of loss. And some may think, okay, I've got something that's going to make my life more difficult, but it's not going to kill me or cause me physical pain, so I'll just learn to deal with it. Most of us eventually reach that point, but usually not until we've paid an emotional price. We find, however, that as we begin to adapt, learn about our condition, and share our experiences and feelings with others, our strongest emotions will lessen. Hopefully, those emotions will evolve into a strong determination to not let visual impairment get the best of us, or worse, beat us. That kind of tenacity is our best defense. Retinal research is progressing, and breakthroughs are becoming more frequent. A cure for macular disease is going to be found, and there's even hope of someday restoring lost vision. These developments, however, are several years down the road. In the meantime, we may want to maximize our abilities by building a special kind of personal task force. The letters TASK stand for the four elements of success for a visually impaired person. Tenacity, the determination to explore new directions. We can maintain our quality of life if we're persistent in our search for the tools and resources needed to overcome obstacles, even when we're told that nothing can be done. Adaptability, our willingness to change our way of doing things. We had no choice when it came to losing our vision, but we do have choices when it comes to how we're going to live with it. Support, from which comes culpability. Family members, friends, and organizations can provide the understanding and assistance we need to cope with low vision. Knowledge, our most effective defense against the onslaught of vision loss. Knowledge puts a face on the enemy and a powerful weapon in our hands. Tenacity, adaptability, support, and knowledge, the task force for living successfully with central vision loss. If you're losing your vision, you're probably here to learn ways to continue leading a full and independent life. That means you are squarely facing the possibility of vision loss and showing the tenacity that is the first element in your personal task force. Some people show their tenacity by working to help others, as many in our internet community have done. One of those people is Gideon, who founded a highly successful support organization in Israel. Francis, at the age of 81, ran a support group in Nevada and appeared on television talk shows to discuss macular degeneration. Linda developed her own website, responding to email messages from anyone who writes for help. These people have directed their energies toward public service. Others show their tenacity by simply maintaining their way of life as normally as possible. Mary is a property manager. Dave enjoys boating. These men and women know how it feels to be diagnosed with an incurable disease of the retina, and they know how important it is to go on in spite of it. They also know that going on is not only possible, but that the very act of tenacity can sometimes reveal strengths which they never knew they had. The most difficult hurdle for some people is depression. Upon first hearing their diagnosis, many people go through the same kind of grieving process that occurs after the death of a friend or a loved one. This is very common and absolutely normal. It is not normal, however, if depression continues for more than a few weeks. That could be serious, and intervention by family members or friends may be necessary. In the book Macular Degeneration, The Complete Guide to Saving and Maximizing Your Sight, ophthalmologist Lila Smolk and co-author Mario Smolk have listed the most common symptoms of depression. Frequently feeling apathetic or unmotivated. Frequently feeling agitated, empty, or numb. Feeling negatively about yourself or frequently pessimistic. Withdrawing socially. Insomnia or hyperinsomnia, that is, sleeping too little or too much. Losing or gaining more than 5% of your body weight in a month. Noticeable decrease in energy. Unexplained episodes of crying. What causes depression in people who are experiencing sight loss? According to the authors, such a response may arise from deep feelings of rage, grief, or frustration. Isolation or loneliness, prolonged inactivity or boredom, self-judgment, fearing the future, or feeling out of control or without options. You cannot hide or ignore clinical depression. It's a very real psychological condition caused by an imbalance of the brain chemicals which control your emotions. Lilas and Mario Smolk also list some ways to help treat depression. Consult a doctor. Ask about antidepressant medications or alternative treatments which might help you. If you're sensitive to sugar or if alcoholism runs in your family, ask about switching to a balanced carbohydrate protein diet that is designed to keep your glucose levels stable. Begin a regular routine of physical exercise. Along with having other health benefits, exercise acts on the chemicals in your brain to help stabilize moods. Attend a visual rehabilitation program. Avoid isolation by cultivating your own commitments, activities, interests, and friends. Consider using alternate modes of transportation. And finally, seek professional counseling to help you express your feelings, focus on your skills, and combat negative thoughts which are self-judging or limiting. Above all, if you need assistance, ask for it. Don't be afraid to mention your visual impairment. You'll be amazed at the number of people who want to help, and they'll respect your courage and honesty. If after a while people don't always ask how you're doing or they don't offer as much help as they used to, you shouldn't assume that they've stopped caring. It may be simply that they don't know what to do. Also, since there's no visible sign of your condition, they're not constantly reminded of your vision as you are. They may even think that you would prefer to not discuss the subject. A good sense of humor and an openness about your feelings and needs are usually enough to prevent awkward situations and to help others relate well to you. Here are some simple rules of etiquette which you have the right to expect in social situations. These 10 basic courtesies may not all apply to your situation at this time, but they are good for everyone to know. Number 1, address us by name when possible so that we know you're talking to us. Number 2, speak directly to us rather than through someone else. Number 3, greet us by giving your name so that we recognize you. Number 4, speak in a natural conversational tone. It's not necessary to speak loudly or to over-enunciate. Number 5, feel free to use words which refer to vision. We also use the words see, look, watch, and so on. And remember, we're not offended by the term blind. Number 6, be calm and clear about what to do if you see us about to encounter a dangerous situation. Saying stop, for example, is better than saying watch out. If you think we need assistance, ask first. Don't assume that help is needed. Number 8, when offering assistance, never take hold of us uninvited. Simply make the offer and let it be our decision. Number 9, never take hold of a white cane. And 10, never pet or distract a guide dog while it's on duty. I define tenacity as having the determination to explore new directions. We have seen that the first steps in this journey may require us to discover and develop our hidden strengths, maintain a sense of humor and an openness about our feelings, avoid depression by focusing our energies on positive actions and productive activities, and communicate to others our expectations of the basic courtesies which we expect as a visually impaired people. At the same time, we will want to begin building the other 3 elements of our task force: adaptability, support, and knowledge. These elements can and should be initiated simultaneously and as soon as possible. Until a few years ago, that was very difficult to do, but thousands of people are now finding very timely emotional relief due to the immediacy of the Internet. In the early 90s, information on the Internet about macular disease was sparse. Also, most people were not yet connected to the World Wide Web. Now, however, everything we need is in easy reach. Every question has an answer, and every answer is a strike against the emotional assault of vision loss. When first diagnosed, we're told that we might eventually lose some or all of our central vision. Many might think that they will also lose their independence as a result. In all honesty, it's not easy living with central vision loss, but with a few changes in our environment and with the help of some assistive devices, we can continue to live full and independent lives. Even if our condition progresses to its fullest, we will still be able to function with our peripheral vision intact. This means that we are still able to move about unassisted and continue to see the world around us. We do, however, need to make some adaptations due to the loss of our fine detail vision, the first and foremost of which is to slow down. It'll take a little longer to finish projects and get where we're going, so we need to give ourselves the gift of time. Many low vision devices are available which can also help. Our resources include nearly 200 dealers of products designed for visually impaired people. You can buy such things as talking clocks and watches, sewing machine magnifiers, and needle threaders. They even sell a portable liquid level indicator that signals when your coffee or soup is reaching the brim. You can also buy magnifying mirrors, handheld magnifiers, phones with large buttons that light up, large print playing cards, binocular glasses, talking scales, to name just a few of the low vision products on the market. A good purchase might be a magnifying machine called a closed circuit television, or CCTV. With a CCTV, you can project greatly magnified images of printed matter onto a monitor or television screen. Several models are available with brand names such as Aladdin, VideoEye, MagnaCam, and Max, to name a few. What works for one person may not work as well for another, and CCTVs can be expensive, so you will want to try several models before purchasing. A low-vision optometrist or a rehabilitation specialist can help you, so ask your doctor to recommend one in your area, or contact your state agency for the blind. If you're still able to see to read but you find normal-sized print to be a problem, you can easily find materials which are available in large font. The Library of Congress offers Braille and recorded books and magazines on free loan through the mail to anyone with visual or physical disabilities. The National Association for Visually Handicapped also runs a free loan service, as does the National Library Service for the Blind and Physically Handicapped. Canadians can take advantage of the National Library of Canada Large Print Publishing Program, or the CNIB Library for the Blind. The New York Times offers the news in 16-point font, called the Large Type Weekly, and Reader's Digest also offers a large print version of their publication. Most major publishers create large print editions when demand justifies the expense. Amazon.com currently lists more than 22,000 such publications now on the market. If, however, a title you want is not published in large print, there are companies that, for a fee, will either reprint it for you or download it to your computer so that you can read it by using magnification software. Indy Support's resources contain dealer information about these publishers, in addition to more than 100 booksellers around the world who deal specifically in large print titles. If your vision is such that it's difficult to read even large print or magnified text, you might enjoy listening to audiobooks, which are available at no cost from a number of agencies and from the Library of Congress. These books cover a wide selection of subjects, and you will be provided with a special machine free of charge to play them on. Commercial audiobooks sold in stores can be played on any standard cassette tape deck. MD Support provides contact information for more than 70 audiobook sources, in addition to lists of state agencies for the visually impaired, which can assist you further. Adaptability is a very important element of your task force. By actively controlling your daily environment, you will be taking a large step toward reducing the challenges of this disease to manageable levels, and the amount of help available to you is constantly growing. Due to the growth of the Internet, in combination with public outreach organizations such as ours, millions of people around the world are sharing the knowledge and support they need to deal with central vision loss. Losing the gift of sight is never going to be easy, but it helps a great deal to know that we don't have to try handling it alone. Internet email discussion groups, chat rooms, and message boards are an excellent way to communicate with others. They can be nearly as immediate as live conversation, and there's always someone who's ready to listen at any time of the day or night. And with special computer software, we don't have to see to type or read. Recent technology allows us to send a typed message by speaking into a microphone. Our computers will then read aloud the messages which we receive. Speech software can be purchased on the Internet or at most computer supply stores under brand names like JAWS, WindowEyes, Outspoken, Vocalize, and TextReader. There are, of course, other ways for us to communicate with people who share our condition. Vision centers, hospitals, and the Department of Veterans Affairs regularly have support groups as part of their rehabilitation programs. Groups are also sponsored by many foundations, local charities, churches, and retirement centers. At this time, more than 25 macular degeneration organizations can be reached through websites, by phone, or through the mail, and a large number of books have been published on the subject of low vision. No matter where you find it, a good support system is vital when living with vision loss. If you're experiencing vision loss, family members and friends are your most immediate source of support, especially if they're informed about your condition and your needs. Be open and communicative. You would usually find that others really want to help, but they often don't know what to do. A good start would be to share this information with them. The fourth and final element in your task force is knowledge. It's as powerful and effective as the others, but it's the easiest to acquire. Until the early 90s, the average person could obtain information about macular disease only from a doctor or a medical library. Since then, the Internet has cultivated the sharing of nearly everything written on the subject. Questions are answered and answered immediately. That has dramatically reduced and in some cases eliminated the period of anxiety and depression that many people formerly experienced when they were first diagnosed. Tenacity, adaptability, support, and knowledge. The four elements of your personal task force. Strong defenses, which, when combined, can help protect you against the emotional assault of vision loss. It's a self-perpetuating cycle of success. Tenacity is the engine which can drive you to adapt to your environment, strengthen your support system, and expand your knowledge. In turn, the confidence you gain will help to fuel your tenacity. Living with central vision loss isn't easy, but many of us who are traveling the same road know that it's much easier when you have help. The main thing to remember is that no one needs to be alone as they take on the task of living with central vision loss.